What's up, family? BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV 50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Folks, back on the Boss Man Show, Coach Dan Girard here with me, U.S. South Indiana, Screaming Eagles up to Evansville, Indiana, and the OVC this year. Coach Girard, how you feeling, man?
I'm blessed, man. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm good, Coach. Down in Atlanta, it's in the 50s. Coach, it's foggy. It's shocking here in Georgia. This is cold right now, but it is a little fall for us right now down here in ATL, man.
Well, that, you know what? When it's fall and football's revving up, that means we're one day close to basketball season, so exciting times here in Evansville, but exciting times across the country as we are inching away to the first official practice of our first game. You know, so we're working hard and working hard rather than just getting ready for some exciting times here in Evansville.
Yeah, you're in your third season at your alma mater, which is cool. Coach, at the place you played at, how cool is that for you, man? Leading this program for school, you can tell a young man, I've been a U.S. Screaming Eagle. I know I've been in your shoes. So how's that feel for you, man?
It makes the recruiting pitch a lot easier because I know all the ins and outs of this university, especially once we bring a young man on campus. But it also is added pressure. You know, I played here. I had a ton of success as a student athlete. You know, our team won the national championship in 1995. And I was a two-time national player of the year. So every day I walk through the hallways and head to practice, there's a picture of my championship team on the wall up there, but also a picture of me, you know, hoisting that NCAA trophy in the air on CBS. So it's a great thing, but I always tell someone, man, with our potential student athletes, I want to take that picture down because we're winning. So my goal as a coach is to get that picture removed and add it with some of my professional work opposed to some of my playing days work.
Now, Coach, you was a player, Coach Dan. What point did you decide you want to get into coaching? I know a lot of times guys want to play overseas, play in the NBA, but at what point did you say you want to get into coaching?
It was always, I think, in my DNA. You know, when I played Little League football, I was always, you know, Little League football as a quarterback, middle school, high school, I was always a team captain. And even coming here to USI, you know, back in the day in the 90s when I played, I was a captain. You know, I was a leader. I held guys accountable. And that was just in my DNA, probably coming from my, you know, from my childhood days with my family. I'm the youngest of eight. And, you know, my dad always taught us how to be leaders. And I'll never forget, you know, back in 1995, after we won the national championship, Coach Pearl, who's now at Auburn, asked me, what did I want to do after playing college? I mean, after playing college or professional basketball, rather. And I told him I wanted to be a basketball coach. You know, if you look at, you know, some of the guys I played for, you know, I played for some great coaches, you know, Tom Ashman at Johnny Logan College, Coach Pearl here at USI. I'm sorry, at Auburn, who was here at USI. But I looked up to those guys. I looked at how they treated us, you know, and some of the things they did. You know, it's one of those scenarios, I mean, you never know who's watching. And I was always analyzing coaches and how they did things. And I always wanted to be a coach. You know, I played 4 years of pro basketball in Europe and hung your shoes up and got into coaching and never looked back. You know, here we are 22 years later, man, and I'm still doing this thing called coaching, man, and I absolutely love it.
I noticed you have a birthday with two famous people, Jim Rome and Stephen A. Smith. I noticed that about your birthday. I'm like,
it has a lot to do with that, man. I'm a big Stephen A. fan and a Jim Rome fan. I'm telling my age, man. I remember Jim Rome from way back in the day. And, you know, controversial, but I also love the fact that he's not afraid to voice his opinion. And now, of course, you know, the only issue with Stephen A., man, is he's a Cowboys hater. I'm a huge Cowboy fan, and man, I got to hear his mouth after every game we lose. Him, ridiculing my Cowboys, but you know, two great guys, pioneers in his business, man. I'm a big fan.
Now, will you be in Tennessee when they play for the Titans? I know that they'll be close to you all when they play the Titans. Will you go to that game down there?
Absolutely, man. We're about 2 hours away, man, and my wife is already looking into it. You know, between the Titans and the Colts. They don't play Indiana this year, but when they play the Titans, man, I'm going to be there. So I'm excited about my team. Unfortunately, you know, our quarterback went down on Sunday rather, but we'll bounce back. We got another guy in there ready to go, man. But been a Cowboys fan since I was a young kid, you know, and we had our glory days back when prime time was in there, you know, doing his thing. And, you know, when I walk into the office on Mondays after games, I'm either happy or sad, and that kind of dictates my whole week.
being Atlanta Falcons fans even worse, man. Yeah. All we do is blow leads. Okay, we just blow leads, man. So it's like it was up by 16 in the fourth quarter, lost the game. Of course we did. Yeah.
It's the nature of the business, man. It's one of those things where you commend a team when they're playing against for never giving up, but you also are hard on your team for blowing that lead, man. But that's the beauty of the sport, man. It just teaches you how to be it defines you sometime in terms of how to handle adversity, you know, how to deal with losses, you know, and how to, you know, fight through tough situations, because, you know, sports kind of prepares you for life, you know, as a young man. And we preach that to our student athletes each and every day, you know. Something as simple as running the sprint, you know, when it gets tough, are you going to quit, you know? And you kind of correlate that with, you know, when you have a family, you know, you can't make ends meet, are you going to quit, you know? And so as a coach, you know, as a former student athlete, I get it. You know, I get both sides of it, you know, from our football team standpoint, but I now also get it from the coaching standpoint. You know, it's a tough business to be in, man, as far as a coach, because the first person to get the blame is the coach, you know, especially when you lose, you know. But at the same time, this is what we signed up for, and I embrace that challenge each and every day.
And, you know, my dad's a coach who's 82 years old, coach. His legal pad out, looking at plays, asking me what I'm watching on. Are you watching the inside zone? Are you watching the cornerback? Yes, Pops, I'm watching it. I'm well aware of these things. He quizzes me every day. He quizzes me, coach, still, man. Wow. He quizzes me like, and sometimes he wants to go outside and have me running routes still. Like, Dad, come on, man. Go outside and run some routes, son.
Hey, man. When you said he's 82?
Yes, 82 years old.
He probably knows more on the front of his hands than I know my whole life, man. You know, you got to appreciate the wisdom of him and still being a part of the game. And that's a blessing, man. That's awesome. Enjoy that, man. I know it's sometime like you probably like, what the – but enjoy it, man, because, you know, you don't get that back at some point. But, you know, to have a parent in the business, man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's what I have talked to you guys, because I know my dad's a coach. I know how it is, you know. So I can relate, because I've seen my dad deal with it and go through it. So I know how it is to be a coach and coach your son. So I know how it is for sure.
You got to have some thick skin, you know. And the thing I learned, I'm heading to 22 years of doing this coaching thing. You got to have thick skin. You got to take chances. You got to be very confident in what you do. And I think the biggest thing, everybody's always talking about the X and O's, man, but I think the biggest thing is the Jimmy and Joe's, man. You got to have players. And players make coaches look good. And once you get the players in, you got to put those guys in the best situation to be successful.
And speaking of your players, Coach Gerard, is this man go from D2 to D1. I know in D2 you can have 10 scholarships, spread them however you want to. D1 is 13 fools. So how's it been for trying to build a roster with a whole different set of rules than you had previously?
Yeah, you know, luckily for me, I had some experience at the Division I level. I spent 3 years at Indiana State, so I kind of had a feel for what was to be expected. So, you know, And I know enough people in the business to kind of talk me through, you know, what to expect, especially as we make this transition from Division Two to Division One. So honestly, man, between, you know, I know a lot of people like it's harder with the recruiting. It is because of the 4-year probationary period. But in terms of playing with the numbers for scholarships at the Division Two level, you get 10 full scholarships to put together a roster. So we had to recruit a certain kind of kid so we can make our dollar stretch, you know. Academics, you know, we had to recruit guys that was, you know, and I love high academic guys, but we really had to sacrifice some talent at some point to make our dollar stretch. And then also you got to look at we always, you know, piece together a roster with academics, financial aid. Now with being Division One, you can go straight for a scholarship. And I'm sure my assistant coach John Spruance, that makes his life a lot easier because he was my numbers guy. You know, we had a spreadsheet kind of like a salary cap at Division Two. And we say, hey, for example, we got a young man at the Division Two level on our roster right now. Jack Mielke received a presidential scholarship last year and tuition paid for it. So we was able to take the dollar from his tuition and move it to another kid, you know, to make our dollar stretch. And now he's a full scholarship guy. So it probably helped our assistants out more in terms of not having to come in every day and crunch numbers. But at the same time, you know, 13, man, it's not very much room for error. And you know, so it's our job as coaches to make sure we find the right guys that's a perfect fit, not just from a basketball standpoint, but from our culture standpoint. We always preach to our young men or potential student athletes, academics, character, and basketball in that order. And we'll never sacrifice our academics and character for basketball. So we do a lot of homework, and I'm sure every coach in America does, but we do our homework and our due diligence to make sure we're putting together a good product to make us as competitive as possible, but also do a great job in the classroom.
And you're Indiana, basketball state,
Yes.
you know, all over the place. So talk about being able to recruit the state of Indiana now, knowing that you're a D1 now and can offer a kid that may not be get got by Mike Woodson or over Stat there, Amadi at Butler. You can maybe get somebody that'll come to play for you or Matt Crenshaw or play with Josh Hurts over in Indiana State, maybe.
I always tell those high major guys that, you know, Matt Painter, the IU guys, the Butler guys, we'll take your leftovers, man, because they still will be, you know, 2, 3, 4-star athletes. You know, we're hoping to compete someday with those guys. But I think our main competition at our level for where we are the IUPUI, as the IPFWs, the Ball States. We're going to recruit the same kind of kid. And you know, that's a joy, man. And we did it at the Division II level, recruiting against, you know, IUPUI, but now we're on the same playing field as far as levels. And I love recruiting against those guys. But Indiana, and this is no knock on any other states, trust me, but Indiana has some really good basketball players and coaches here at the high school level. And we try to draw a circle around our state and recruit heavily within a 4 or 5 mile rate, I mean 4 or 5 hour radius. And then, you know, I always tell my coaches, man, 4 or 5 hour radius, you should know every high school coach and team within a 4 or 5 hour radius. And then outside of that, you know, we're going to get out there, but 4 or 5 hour radius, you should know those guys like the back of your hand. And we're blessed, man. We're here in Evansville. We're about an hour and a half from Louisville, Kentucky, 3 hours from Indianapolis, 2 hours from St. Louis, 2.5 hours from St. Louis, 5 hours from Chicago, 5 hours from Nashville. So, 5 hours from Atlanta, rather. But we're in a pretty good location, man, to be able to go out and steal some players in other states, man. And that's the beauty of our location because it's an easy drive to navigate, you know, to get over to St. Louis or Atlanta or up to Chicago. So we're very blessed, man. And we have some guys on our staff that are go-getters, man, and are going to go out and get the job done for us.
Yeah, I've been to the casino in Evansville a few times. I've been.
Well, I hope you won some money.
I did. I left for the profit. Thank God. I did.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God for that. Yeah, I seen Rags down at Lake Point this summer recruiting
Yeah.
guys down there. So,
Yeah,
so I
we
can.
always, you know, Ragland, man, everybody always talk about, hey, when you going to play those guys at Evansville? And Ragland is a young man that I'm telling my age now, man. I coached Ragland his senior year of college here at USI. And I knew he had coaching in his DNA, man, because of the leadership qualities that he possessed. And for him to get his chance right now, With him being from here, for him to get his chance, man, I'm really happy for that young man. It's well deserved, and I think he's going to do great things for that program over there at U of E.
No doubt. Let me ask you, Coach, how much you scouted the OVC so far? I know this, you're in a new conference now. How much you been looking at film with those guys in there in that conference, man? Because it was wide open there. Without Belmont and Murray State now, it's wide open. Anybody can win that conference now.
You know what? And you hit the nail on the head. It's a winnable league, and we picked the perfect league to go into. You know, I would have hated to go into the MVC because of, you know, how talented that league is. And not to say that we don't have very much talent in our league, but that's a different level, and we all hope to get there at some point. But losing, you know, Austin Peay, Belmont and Murray State, you know, I looked at the landscape of the league, and I love our chances right away. You know, you look at the body of work that Moorhead did last year, you know, competing in the OVC championship game. And I tell you what I did. I had a chance, you know, I watched – pretty much the whole season of the OVC. I watched, I would say, about 20, 30 games on Synergy. But what I did last year, excuse me, once we made the announcement we're going to go Division One, I went to the OVC tournament. It's 15 miles from our campus. And my wife and I, we went to every single game. And I never forget in that OVC championship game between Moorhead State and Murray, I'm sitting there with our president, Dr. Rashawn, and his wife, Lynn, and my wife, Chastity. We were sitting there, and I was watching from a different scope, you know, not as a fan anymore. I'm thinking from a competitive standpoint. I'll never forget my wife, who never played, she's 5'9", never played sports in her life. She looked over at me with this look like, we need to get some different players because of how good this league is, you know, athletic, tough, skilled guys, very well coached. You know, you look at the top guy to the 13th guy, man, very, very talented teams in this league. And I asked my wife, I said, what do you think? We got to get more athletic. You know, we got to get tougher. We got to get taller. And, you know, from watching those games, man, it helped me realize, not to say that our guys are not good enough right now, because I think we have a great talent pool in our roster, but you always want to get better. And I think we have a chance this year to go into this league and compete at a high level and, you know, steal some ball games. You know, if my memory serves me correct, there is only one team coming back in our league, and that's Moorhead State, to finish over 500. And, you know, from the sounds of that, man, I love our chances. But, of course, you know, with recruiting, everybody's gotten better. You know, I think SIU's done a great job. Tennessee State has done a great job recruiting. And every team in our league. So, you know, we got to, you know, be on our P's and Q's each and every day on this recruiting path, but also in practice every day to make sure we have a chance to compete.
I'll leave you with this question, Coach. How was some workouts for you guys? And how much in summertime do you work focus on your guys versus installing stuff for the fall here coming up?
Well, 9 new guys. You know, we only returned 5 guys. But of those 9 new guys, one guy previously played for me at my previous institution. And once I left, he transferred to Nebraska in the Big Ten, and then it didn't work out for him, so he came back down. So really, you know, 6 guys returning, but a lot of new faces. So we spent the entire summer trying to put our defensive base in. Terminology, toughness, rotations, and things of that nature. And I think, you know, now as we navigate through the preseason now, we're installing offense now and trying to make sure our guys understand what guys are. Different reads, playing together, you know, get to know each other, tendencies. But the 8 weeks in the summer definitely helped out. But the preseason also starting a little bit earlier, opposed to when we started at the Division II level, you know, but starting earlier has also helped. And we further along right now than what we were a year ago at this time because of the time we had, you know, to get extra work in.
I hear that. Last one for you, Coach, man. So, I'll come to Evansville to see you and Rags up there, man. Come visit you both, man. What's a good spot to eat at when I come to town, man?
Well, man, depends on what you like. Steak, House of Como. And great steak place. By far the best pizza place in town is Taroni's Pizza. I do my radio show there, man. That's by far the best place. Brew Burger, best burger joint in town, I think. Second best. I like, there's a new place in town called Samuel's.
Okay.
It's a local place owned by one of my good friends, Danny Fulton. They sell Nashville hot chicken sandwiches and the best burgers in town. I want to take you there when you come, man. But Samuel's is by far the best place. And then I would go to Brew Burger. But a lot of great places to eat, man. When you come in town, you let me know, man, and I'll take you to one of those spots. But we will make a stop at Samuel's, and we will make a stop at House of Como. From there, man, it's on you. But great, great dining options here, man. Not like Atlanta, but I tell you what, I put some of these places up against the best, man. And I'm a foodie. I love my food, man, and I love to take you some of those places.
Oh yeah, and I will be coming because, Coach, I still have a house in Nashville still.
Okay.
It's only 2 hours away. I still now I'll tell you, everybody have a house in Nashville still, but it helps me keep money in my pocket. I'll put it like right. that.
So, Amen. So. Well, listen, you come, man. We're gonna do lunch at Samuel's. We're gonna do or Samuel's or Taroni's, and I'm gonna take you for the best steak in the city I've ever had, man. Is a place I went to a few weeks ago that I mentioned a second ago, man. House of Como, and I'll take you there, man. I guarantee you, you'll knock your shoes off.
No doubt, Coach. Thanks for your time. It's really been really fun, man. With this game real soon. I'll see you soon, Coach.
All right, man. Go Eagles, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you.
Anytime.
All right.
What's up, family? BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.